As I forget, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, 5 to 6, Chazaynesh. 6:40 is 6:50, Slichas, right? That means we can learn from 6 to 6:40 with no problem. Chazaynesh at 5 to 6. Friday morning, also at 6 o'clock, 5 to 6, Chazaynesh. And that'll be it till after Sukkot. After Sukkot, schedule's a little bit more complicated this year because Sukkot ends on a Wednesday, so we start on Friday morning, which is not a problem, except on Sunday, only one day worth of Chazara. We'll deal with it then. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll just do that on Sunday.
That's against the laws.
That's what I'm saying. It's against the laws that we made up. Okay. The Gemara answered, we are Lamed Vav Amid Beis. And the Gemara just introduced a new concept called Zayas Mugdei Achilas Pras. I want to spend a few minutes on that because that's a very essential part of understanding all Isuri Achila and all Mitzvahs Achila. What happens is there's a concept called Achilas Pras. Pras means a half a loaf of bread. The loaf of bread that we're talking about is the loaf of bread for an Erev, which is two sudas, two meals. So half of that is the loaf of one meal, which is the shear that the Torah gave us, Halacha L'maitzeh Mitzinai, that anything eaten within that time period, with that time frame, is called one eating. So if, let's say, for argument's sake, that Achilas Pras is 4 minutes. So then, the if you eat a half exayas in minute one and a half exayas during minute four, it's considered that you ate exayas. That's what it is. It's true by matzah for the mitzvah. It's true by treif for the iser. It's true by all, even Yom Kippur. Right, we talk now, Yom Kippur is coming, people that eat shiurim, right, they eat less than a ketseves, which is the shear for Yom Kippur, or a revius for liquid, and they wait not to eat a whole shear within an achilas pras. And therefore, they eat a little, wait, eat a little more if they have to, wait, eat a little bit more. And they don't eat a shear, because that would be considered a shear, Rachmana Litzlan, one would be chayv koris for eating a shear. Unless they have to do that, then it's a mitzvah. So that is the shear called Achilas Pras. There is a very machloikas, what is that shear? We don't have clarity on what is that shear. If some cipher holds, it's 9 minutes. But according to some cipher, at least theoretically, you can eat matzah, exayas of matzah over 9 minutes, and be yaitzeh the mitzvah matzah. I don't know if the some cipher holds it that way, or only lechumra. I don't know. That's why I said theoretically. Others go as little as 2 minutes. As little as 2 minutes, they say that 2 minutes is the shear of the achilas pras. Some say 7 minutes. So we tell people who can't wait 9 minutes, they should eat, they wait 7 minutes. It goes down the basic shita that we try to follow and not be makel more than that is 4 minutes. 4 minutes is like the lowest we'll try to go for Yom Kippur. If necessary, again, this is a discretionary rav psak based on subjective matters, right? It's 4 minutes. But this is called achilas pras. And the halacha l'maitzeh Mitzinai was that one who eats exayas within achilas pras is considered Iver. Now, the chiddush over here is that even though the Zayas is eaten in a mixture, he's eating a mixture of the porridge and the garlic, but he's getting a Zayas of the garlic in within, let's say, argument's sake, I'm just picking that, 4 minutes. So he's eating a Zayas of garlic within 4 minutes of Truma, and that's Usher. But the answer to that is he's not eating Zayas of garlic by itself, he's eating a Zayas of garlic as a mixture. So the Gemara is telling you that's awesome in the Raisa, to eat exayas in 4 minutes. And again, the 4 minutes is I picked this year. To eat exayas in 4 minutes of garlic, even as a mixture, is an Issa de Raisa. Even though it's mostly porridge, and it should be butthole. We say the bottom line is eating exayas of Truma within a 4 minute period, so it's not butthole. Because there's exayas of Truma here, but they have healers for us. And that says it's not butthole because he's eating exayas of truma in the allotted shear of what's called one eating. I hope I explained myself.
Is pras one meal or 2 meals?
Pras is 1 meal. It's a half of loaf of the Erev, which is 2 meals. A loaf, pras means half. Why are we calling it eating half?
Half a loaf of bread for an Erev.
Right. I mean, the shear of the loaf of the Erev is where they discuss shiurim. And they say half of that is shear for all these things. Now, that is called achilas pras. It's a machloikis la'loka l'maisa, whether it's four eggs or three eggs. It's a machloikis. Some hold that a pras is eight gzeitzim, and some hold a pras is six gzeitzim. It has many, many consequences. Some people say if you eat eight gzeitzim of cake, you have to bench. That's a meal. So that's one suda. That's a pras. Four eggs. Some say if you eat six gzeitzim of cake, you have to bench. I'm not getting involved in halacha l'maaseh. I'm just trying to show the concept of achilas pras. And the chiddush of this gemara is that even though this gzayis is eaten in a mixture, and it would have been batel, but it's not batel, since when you eat it, you'll be eating the gzayis b'day achilas pras, so there is no halacha of bittel. And therefore, you would be you would be eating gzayis of the garlic truma,
right,
within eating four eggs of the porridge. When he would sit down to eat constantly, and he would eat four eggs of porridge, in those four eggs of porridge would be gzayis, which is an eighth, of truma. So therefore, it's not batel midaraisa. And we use it even if you're not eating four eggs. If you eat it over that time period. But the Gemara here is not talking about a time period. The Gemara is talking about he's actually sitting down and eating the porridge. If you would eat a pras of the porridge, he would be eating a gzayis of the truma, and therefore he'd be chayif. Yes?
I'm not certain. You're spending a lot of time on this. I'm not certain how it's different from the concept of something that is chashiv, it's not batel.
It's not to do with chashivus. Chashiv the batel, the rule, what's chashiv? Chashiv means something you would serve for a guest. Chashiv means something that's very important. Garlic is not chashiv. The amount you eat doesn't make it chashiv.
No, not the
truma. Why is it truma? Not every truma is chashiv.
Okay.
Chashiv is certain types of things are chashiv.
Okay.
So let me do that rush again. First rush, Amud Beis. La'amishim dehet to mitzayim le'isra mishani hai loikim k'zash k'ndo achu k'tayis isra b'day achil is pras. So the rush. Shem achu pras min amikva. If he eats a pras of the porridge, the Hainu Dalad Bayim, the Rush picks four eggs, eight gzayim, Achu b'kavei gzayis, he would be eating a gzayis of the garlic. The Kaimelon, the Chol Shir Achilas Isser, the Chelav Dam, any Shir Achilas Isser, like Chelav or Dam, or Kreseves B'yoyim HaKippurim, Mitzgarav Achilosam B'kdei Shir Shehiyazu. It combines the amount of eating within that frame time, that time frame. That means within the, I picked 4 minutes. Within the 4 minutes, right, whatever you eat, it's called one eating. And therefore, shemachu kachayno chelov, if you ate a little mustard seed worth of chelov, the chazim racho, and he kept on eating little mustard seeds, achayishlam gzayas, so then the halacha is, em ein matchilas achila atzai for yaisa mishias kdei achilas pras, if it didn't take you to eat that gzayas more than 4 minutes, and again, akila beinanis, no regular food, regular eating, mitzarev, babakilo achu babasachas l'chayev. If you can nibble away and get a gzayas in within the shir akila's pras, you ate the gzayas. If it takes you longer than akila's pras, then you didn't eat a gzayas. Not mitzarev, it doesn't combine. You ate the gzayas, but you didn't eat it in the right shir, so it doesn't combine, which is what we do in Yom Kippur for people that have to eat shiurim or drink shiurim. We tell them to wait. We tell them to wait 9 minutes so we can be machmer. So they drink an ounce, wait 9 minutes, and drink another ounce. That's the shiur we go with for drinking and for eating, by the way. You stuff it into an ounce, the cup, whatever you get in there would be the shiur for eating. We do, but we're not learning halacha l'maaseh. In Tisha B'Av, we do shiurim in a different way. I'll just do it quickly. Tisha B'Av will do shiurim for somebody that needs prevention, meaning a lady that's pregnant and is afraid to go into early labor, but there's nothing wrong with her, regular, and she's, you know, her doctor made her crazy nervous. So we, and just tell her, eat shiurim. There's no reason for her to eat. She's not sick. She's not prone to go into early labor. She's not, it's just that today every doctor will scare the living daylights out of their patient, right? So we told them they could eat shiurim. That's when we use shiurim in that case. But if somebody is sick on Tisha B'Av, we don't do shiurim. On Yom Kippur, even if a person's sick, we tell them to do shiurim unless they can't, because Yom Kippur we're dealing with an Isser Karis. Now, less than a shiur is not Karis. So therefore, that's what we do. But that's how long a shiur is not for now. Zog the Gemara
Vayter. We have all shiurs from Shabbos here. Two shiurs from Shabbos, Chai. They don't have to be done at the same time, right?
We're talking about eating. Anything not within Achilles Pratt is not one eating. That's it. Nothing to do with anything else. Again, it's not mitzvah more than Achilles Pratt because it's not eating. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Ihachi Amalai. Have Achilles Pratt, right? See? Third line from the top. Is Achilles Pratt biblical? Amalayan, yes. Like he reacted, right? Rav Dimi asked this Abaya. Abaya answered him, tried to the Achilles Pratt. Rav Dimi said, that's biblical? He said, yes, it is. Ihachi, am I pleading Rabban Aleidra Bliezer, Bekutach Ababli? In Mesechtes Pesachim, there's a case called Kutach Ababli. It's a kind of dip. Now, if you ate it straight, it would be Zayin to the Achilles Pras. Rabbi Eliezer says you're ever alive if you eat it, and the Rabbanan say, no, you're not. Well, you just told me Zayin to the Achilles Pras is a deraisa, and it's not subject to a machloikas, so why in the world did the Rabbanan argue by Kutach Ababli? Amaloi, hanach le Kutach Ababli, leave Kutach Ababli alone. The lekid Zayin to the Achilles Pras. There is no Zayin to the Achilles Pras. Why? Either Kasarv le Misrif, if you swallow it, I don't know how he translates Sarif.
Gulps
it. But the diet to kaladam. Nobody eats kutuk that way. It's a very sharp dip, and nobody swallows it like that. To eat a zayit of the achilles pras. If you dip into it, which is what the normal way of eating it is, it won't be a zayit of the achilles pras. So therefore, the reason the Rabbanan argue is because it's not a zayit of the achilles pras. Therefore, they argue. Zakt, the Rash, Xayas Vakteh Achilles Pras Miyavi, the Rash of Bitmia. Hug the Amar Rabbanon, Xayas Mitzar of Kashir Shias Achilles Pras. The fact that Xayas can combine. Miyavi, the Rash, Halokal Amash, Messina Kishar Shurim, the Kamar Loikut, we say he gets Malkus. Yachi, and my plea, Rabbana later, Blessed Bekutach, Nahin Nabi, the Ledar, she called the Rabbi Seruvai. They don't dash in the word kol to include a mixture of chametz. But he's eating exayis chametz. Amalai hanach lekuta chababli. Le'achu exayis mina chametz kashir shiras pras. He'd not eat shiras pras. The kutach ain't asil lecho. A kutach is not made to eat. El letabel, to dip in. Ve'im misrami v'achu le'mamish. If the guy would go and eat it straight, the hashtik exayis de'achilis pras, but le'daitai. His mind doesn't count. Belav achilei. It's not normal. L'chiyuvei. Allah. Kach pirish Rashi b'psachim. That's how Rashi explained it. B'psachim b'yesh mefarshim d'imisrami v'okal l'achanami d'chayev. Abel le'ayri v'achi. Someone is saying, l'achanami, the guy did it. He'd be chayev. But that's not the way that people do it. So therefore, you don't have to worry about it. That's why the Rabbanon said, you're not chayev because nobody eats that way. If you did, you're chayev. But the Rabbanon are talking about a regular guy who doesn't eat that way. And therefore, it's not a chayev
b'nei achilles pras. Yeah, but that's not the way it's done.
That's the machloikas, the two terutzim. The first teretz is saying, since it's not the way it's done, nobody is chayev.
Right.
Even. And the second teretz argues and says, if you do it, you are chayev. That's exactly what the machloikas says, the two terutzim. Now, this is very negay of Allah l'maisa. We're not talking about anybody eating Isser. We're talking about a guy that's drinking a hot coffee. And he has to drink the Revius in a certain shear. It's not even Achilles Pras. It's less than that. They steer his Revius, which is pretty fast. And he's sipping at his hot coffee. And he drinks the Revius of this hot coffee over 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever it takes him to sip at his hot coffee. Does he make a bracha achrayna? To make a bracha on Kroina, you have to drink a revius within the shear. By the way, the shear is very small by drinking. It's deshtias revius, which is taking revius of water and drinking it in two gulps. That's the shear to make a bracha Kroina on a revius of liquid.
Well, people should know that.
I just said it.
No, I mean, it takes me...
I'm not, again. So now there's a big machlokes. Let me explain it. That's why I'm here. So the machlokes is, do you look at the individual food, or is it a general share for everything? Hot coffee is drunk differently than cold water. Cold water, deshtias revius, is seconds. Hot coffee, deshtias revius, no, it's not an hour.
No, I'm saying it.
Is, let's say, 5 minutes. I'll make up a share. I don't know what it is. Now, if you look at hot coffee by itself, deshtias revius is 5 minutes. If you look at a standard set by water, then it would be two gulps. So can you make a bracha kroina or not? So people who are careful leave a revius over till it cools down and gulp it down so they can make a bracha kroina. In order to be yaitza that shita, the same thing is true by food. Do you go by bread, which is the standard food, like water is the standard liquid, and therefore you say anxiety of the achilles pras of bread? Or do you look at the individual food? Let's take matzah. To eat anxiety matzah, to eat 4 eggs of matzah, the achilles pras, takes longer than eating 4 eggs of bread. You might be able to eat 8 zaysim of bread in 4 minutes, but you can't eat 8 zaysim of bread of matzah in 4 minutes. It's very hard. Doesn't chew that well, doesn't swallow that well. So do you go by each individual food? Or you say it's a standard. So we like to be machmer and make it a standard. That's why people eat that zayas matzah as quickly as they can, because they want to get that zayas in b'gdei achilas pras. Well, pras is 8 zaysim. What's the rush? The answer is it's 8 zaysim of bread, and you're eating matzah that doesn't go that fast, so you want to get it in, especially the sheet doesn't say it's 2 minutes, right? That's pretty eating pretty quickly, but that I'm not getting involved in that now. So this is a machloikas. There are shitas that say you go by the individual thing. There are shitas that say you go standard, and that's how we are paskin la loka lemaisa. We don't make a bracha kroina unless you go the standard. However, there are paskim even today that are mekel. They do the other way. What? Whatever the shear would be for hot coffee. Or whatever the shear would be for eating eggs, zeis, and matzah. Again, we don't. Now, welcome. You ask a rabbi, he'll tell you it's standard. There are paiskim that disagree. They say you go by the individual. One of the rayas they bring is this Gemara. The Gemara says, kutach habavli, if you swallow it, it's not the normal way to eat it. If you dip in, you don't get anxiety with the achilas pras. But if the normal way of eating kutach habavli is to dip in, and to dip in a pras of kutach habavli is 16 minutes, and you get anxiety within 60 minutes, you got anxiety with the achilles pras of kutach. The normal way of eating kutach of a pras is X amount of minutes. And when you do that, you get anxiety. But the Gemara is saying you'll never get it by dipping in. Why won't you get it by dipping in? That's how you eat kutach. That's the hot coffee. Kutach is a hot coffee. Answer is, you have a standard. You don't go by the individual foods. This is one of the rayas they bring. The fact that the Gemara says that by kutach habavli, you look at kutach habavli and say, nobody getting anxious in by dipping it in. That's the normal way of consuming it. The answer is, we don't look at this food by itself. We look at standard. And in standard, you'll never get anxious by dipping in kutach habavli. But this is the gay, your hot coffee, exactly. But I noticed, the Baruch Hashem, you leave over a revius that you can go. Then you gulp it down. You can make a bracha kroina.
I did. I
gulped
it. How much
revius? Three after five. What? Ramesha, people know this better than me. I think Ramesha holds at 3 point something. I think 1 point, around 3 Ramesha holds. Others hold more, because Anish holds 4 point something, right? Or 5, almost 5. 5. Anish, I think, says 5. 5 change, right? 5.0 something. But, again, I'm not even going to point it out because I don't know. I think I saw something like 5.06 or something like that, you know. But again, I'm not going to argue because I don't know. honestly don't know these things.
We don't even know what a size
an
egg is, so
why no six? Again, I'm just saying. So this is very negative. This Gemara is one of the riots they bring to the senior standard. Because if you're going with the food, this is the way you eat the food. To eat a pras of this food, you'll get anxious. But there it is, you won't eat it the regular way. You'll be dipping. But that's the regular way you eat kutach. The answer is, we don't go by regular way of the individual food. We go by the standard. And the standard is 4 minutes. In kutach, you don't get anxious within 4 minutes. I made up 4 minutes. Now there's different shurim. It goes from 2 to 9. Yom Kippur, we try to be machmer 9, and we work our way down. We don't go less than 4. 4, I think, is the shear 4 or 5. That we don't go under that. Right, because he knows that 2 is ridiculous. I mean, 2 is very, very hard. You're going to sit there and push anxiety. Listen, a chazainish shear matzah in the chumras the kashir of chazayachilus pras. You know, I'll just say this story. What was his name? It slipped my mind. No, the yeshiva of Mir. Finkel. Forgot already. He was the Kolrish yeshiva with Reb Chaim Smolevitz. Whoever he was, they were mechabedim by benching. No, it was a Finkel, the Kolrish yeshiva with Reb Nathan Tzvi's uncle. Not Reb Lev Yudel, his son. Anyway, whoever it was, they were mechabedim by benching. So he picked up the kais like this. So they asked him, why are you picking it up so high? He says, if this is a revias, this is a tefach.
That was Reb
Lev. It wasn't Reb Lev Yudel. Not true.
Rob Barton quoted me as Reb Lev Yudel.
Well, I know for a fact that it wasn't. I know who it was. I forgot his first name.
No, that Reb Lev Yudel, who was benching it until dinner and held up.
Now, again, I heard it the first time. I heard it the first before for dinner. So it's not like...
I heard it from Rob Barton.
Thank you.
Very tall, the guy.